Cassie checked her watch again. It's not like Tony to be late and not call. I'll try her again. Just as Cassie lifted her phone, she heard the sound of a car pulling up in the driveway. She gave Al a triumphant smile. See, that'll be her now. I'll get the door. Cassie returned, accompanied by a pretty, bouncy-haired blonde with blue eyes. Al, who had met Tony a couple times before, stepped forward. You must be Hillary, he said, extending his hand, 'cause you're sure as heck ain't Tony. I'm Al. Pleased to meet you. You too, Al, Hillary said, returning his handshake with a polite smile before turning to Cassie. I'm a little worried about Tony. We agreed I'd meet her here since I borrowed her car, and she said she'd call Uber. I tried calling her to tell her I was on the way, but she didn't answer her phone. Cassie's face clouded over. I tried to reach her several times as well. I hope she's not sick or fallen somewhere, and she can't get to a telephone. Maybe we should go over to her place and check. Hillary shook her head. No, you guys stay put, and I'll go. You've been inconvenienced enough already. I'm sure it's some sort of mix-up. It's only a couple of miles, so I'll be there in no time. Cassie looked doubtful. If you're sure. Al rubbed his stomach, and Cassie glared at him. Come right back, and we'll have dinner when you both get here, she said, walking Hillary to the front door. Hillary began to protest, and Cassie silenced her with a pat on the shoulder. I insist. It's nothing that won't keep, and we're looking forward to getting to know you over dinner. We'll see you in a little while. After Hillary had left, Al sank into the sofa. I'm going to eat my shoe if they don't hurry up. He stared at Red, who came across the room and began to sniff around Al's feet. No, Red, I'm a kiddin', he said, pushing him away. Cassie came in and handed Al a bowl of chips. Here, chow down on these. There's no need for drama. Hillary will easily be there and back with Tony in 15 minutes, and then we can eat. She sat down beside Al and grabbed a handful of chips. It was less than 15 minutes later when Cassie's phone lit up and Tony's name flashed on the screen. Cassie smiled and accepted the call. Hello, Tony, Al watched as the expression on Cassie's face as it turned from happiness to pain. He slowly set down the almost empty bowl of chips. The sound of hysterical screaming on the other end of the line could probably be heard by Dino Agiros all the way next door. He jumped up and told Red to heal. He didn't need to wait for Cassie to end the call to know that something terrible had happened. We'll be right there, Hillary, he heard Cassie say as he scrambled to find his car keys. Well? He asked when he rushed back into the room with his car keys in hand. Seeing Cassie tremble, he reached out for her, but she was already racing past him into the kitchen. When he caught up with her, she was on her knees turning off the oven, tears coursing down her cheeks. He crouched down beside her and held her in his arms. It's Tony, Cassie sobbed into his shoulder. Hillary just found her body. She's been murdered. Al eased her to her feet. Come on, let's go.